Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Beat Podcast. So excited that you tuned in because we're here in Las Vegas for the Health Conference. And today I have the privilege of having an extraordinary leader on the podcast. His name is Ajay Garnacote. He is the president of Integrated DNA Technologies, also known as IDT. Over 20 years of experience in healthcare, in diagnostics, life sciences, and med device. So excited to have you here on the podcast. Ajay, thanks for joining.
Awesome. Hello, everybody. This is Ajay Garnacote. I'm here with Saul at the Beat in Vegas, fantastic Vegas. So happy to be talking to everybody. I'm here to talk about innovation in genomics and how are we driving change in cancer workflow, detection, and continuous monitoring.
Those are hot topics, and certainly I know from the panel to the mic here, Ajay, there's going to be some really great stuff for folks, even if you weren't able to attend the meeting. So with so many emerging technologies shaping the future of health, how do you decide which innovations to invest in, and how do you measure the real-world impact?
That's a great question, Saul. You know, when we think about innovation at IDT, it's not just a focus or a goal for 1 year or multiple years. It's our foundation. It's what we are actually built on. We are the pioneers in everything related to DNA, right? We started the DNA revolution 35 years ago by Dr. Joe Walder. Since then, we've actually focused on working very closely with our partners, customers, and many other partners to really understand what kind of an impact can we do together in the field of cancer diagnosis, early detection, and continuous monitoring. So we take our capabilities of high quality, bespoke custom manufacturing and high qualified and capable scientists that we have on board, bring that together with our partners to see what innovations make sense, right? We think about how do we develop high quality reagents, custom panels, working with our partners to say, is it early detection of cancer? Is it continuous monitoring? Is it detection of multi-cancer? All of those things is what we focus on, and that's how we drive innovation.
That's great. No, I really appreciate that. It's not just a strategy. It's in your DNA.
It's in our DNA.
So looking ahead to the next 3 to 5 years, a lot keeps changing. What bold bet is your company making that you believe will truly transform the healthcare experience?
Our mission is advancing the pace of genomics, right? So we accelerate the pace of genomics. So when we think about over the next 3 to 5 years, we are very excited about where this is going. Now, today and here, a lot of discussions are going on cancer and how cancer workflow is changing. What we think is over the next 3 to 5 years, we see adoption of many of these technologies increasing quite a bit. Today, in addition to traditional mechanisms, we have several new ways of diagnosing cancer at least 1 or 2 years ahead of time using genomics and using genomic data. We think about this coming to everywhere and everybody across community using that. And then you think about continuous monitoring or MRD, you think about that. How actually a patient can be monitored on a continuous basis during treatment. So those are some of the things that we see coming out. And we also think about, okay, look, how do we drive this with our capabilities in high quality and custom manufacturing? And this is all of these things coming together in a collaborative way is where we think the industry is going over the next 3 to 5 years.
Now, I really appreciate that. Just thinking about the entire journey from diagnosis to treatment to the manufacturer of the drugs. So precision medicine, right, big topic here at the meeting, it relies on high quality, actionable genomic data. That's where you guys specialize in. How does expertise in NGS and custom manufacturing enable more accurate, reliable, and clinically meaningful insights in oncology research and care?
So look, when you think about NGS and you think about precision data, they go hand in hand, right? By definition, what we do with NGS is high quality, which has always been our strength, and very bespoke custom manufacturing. And we bring these two things together to actually deliver insights to our customers and to our clinicians so the patients can actually benefit from it. NGS sequencing has done a lot, right? I mean, NGS sequencing has done a lot in terms of bringing precise and very personalized diagnosis to patients. then as you said, Saul, if you think about anything from early detection to diagnosis to treatment, then you bring NGS and things like MRD together, which is where we're leading with our capabilities, then you take the full spectrum of precision medicine. Then you actually say, how do I diagnose? How do I detect something that is so specific to this particular patient? And how do I then monitor the progress of the treatment and refine the treatment plans on an ongoing basis? That's where what we do in terms of both from a quality perspective as well as custom manufacturing come into play. I think the future is precision medicine and personalized medicine.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. So you pointed to a couple things. Sharing the genomics field that you guys innovated is evolving rapidly. What do you see as the single most important scientific or technology breakthrough on the near horizon, and how does IDT position itself to help accelerate this adoption?
This industry, as I was thinking about this, is moving like a fast bullet train. Like, you really think of this as moving super fast, and technology is evolving and changing on a continuous basis, which is why we go back to our motto saying that advancing the pace of genomics, right, which is what we talk about, and we talk about this every day, is how do we advance this? A lot has been done in terms of NGS, in terms of early detection. As I look further, I think precision medicine and personalized medicine and actually using that for treatment planning, whether it's MRD or any other mechanism, is what's going to be super innovative coming out over the next 3 to 4 years. How do you take all of these technologies and how do you collaborate with all the different people together to bring a complete personalized treatment plan to the patient? And actually taking that towards therapy is where it's going to go.
Yeah, it's a lot of advances there. And IDT, you guys have been known to be really working in close collaboration with researchers and industry partners. The advancement of these technologies and medicines and diagnostics don't happen in a vacuum, right? They happen with partnerships. So can you share an example of how a unique partnership has helped solve a complex challenge in precision medicine or cancer care?
Look, no one company can do it all, right? And then collaboration is super critical and collaboration is key. At IDT, we think of ourselves, and this is not just IDT, at Danaher, we think of ourselves as being the fulcrum or being the facilitator across all the different parties and bringing them together to actually deliver something that is unique, high quality, and custom at a particular patient level. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. I'm sure many of you have read about the case of treating a patient, a pediatric patient that had a urea cycle disorder. And I think that is a great example of, in a very record period of time, how all the different parties came together. And we worked alongside with our partners and collaborated with them and the regulatory agencies in bringing from diagnosis to therapy in a 6 to 9 month period. And that's a great example of how things can happen. We've done that similar with many of our partners in actually early detection, whether it's actually different types of cancer or in terms of continuous monitoring through MRD. So we're bringing this together. And again, we're not doing it alone. We're doing it along with our partners and collaborating with them on a daily basis.
Yeah, those partnerships make a big difference. And as someone who has led both large-scale organizations and also innovative startups, what leadership lessons have you brought to IDT? And how do you foster a culture of trust and innovation within the company?
Look, in the field that we're in, trust, collaboration, and innovation is key. And when you think about precision medicine, when you think about personalized medicine, trust is super critical. Trust in data, trust in insights, and not just by one party, right? It's actually all the different parties coming together and trusting each other to actually bring that to bear is super critical. One of the things that I challenge my teams on a daily basis is to actually challenge the status quo, is to actually ask, look, are we changing? Are we actually challenging what exists today in terms of the way we do things? Or are we continuously innovating or not? We practice in the company called as obligation to dissent, which is basically saying that, look, you have an obligation to dissent if you don't think we're doing everything right. And that's something that we follow quite a bit and something I've learned through my years in my past. So we do that. And then we focus on actually now bringing that together in challenging the status quo. Actually, how do we continuously innovate? Not just by ourselves, but actually working alongside with partners as well. And when we do that, we actually come up with new ways. When we come up with new ways, whether it's a new custom panel, or whether it's a new custom technology, or whether it's a custom reagent that is particular for a particular trait, strain of cancer, that's what we do. That's where we work with customers and partners together.
That's brilliant. I love that. Was it just a permission to dissent?
Obligation.
Obligation. Obligation.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you got to feel comfortable in your environment to be able to push the boundaries. And I love that you've brought that to the team, to the organization. Look, this has been a phenomenal opportunity to get to know you a little bit better, Ajay, to understand more about what IDT is doing in the space. So I want to thank you, first of all. And then if anybody that's listening to us want to get in touch with you, where can people reach out and learn more about you and the company?
Sure. We always look for people to reach out to us, ask questions, and give us advice. You can follow us on social media, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, anywhere else, or you can reach out to us on our website, www.idtdna.com.
Excellent.
Again, www.idtdna.com.
Outstanding. Thank you for that, Ajay. Folks, check out the show notes of today's episode. You'll find all the ways to get in touch on social media, the website, with Ajay and the company to find out what they're up to. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ajay Garnakate, president of Integrated DNA Technologies, with us today on The Beat at Health. Thank you all for tuning in. And Ajay, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, all. It's great to be here on The Beat. Thanks for having me.